You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is central and important in the life of the people of God. Vision is critical in leadership. But where there is no vision, it is not only the leader that will suffer. The Bible says the people perish. If you have a pastor over your head that has no vision, you will perish. If you have a husband over your head that has no vision, that family will perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is critical. Vision is important. For a man to know what God wants to do, vision is having clarity on the mind of God, knowing what God intends to do. Many today who are leading God's people have no vision. They do not understand the mind of God, what he intends to do with people. Many churches want to make you member. They are not preparing you to reign with Jesus. They are preparing you to be their member for life. So you will see that there is no effort towards raising you to be able to enter into the call of God for your own life. A pastor that all he just wants to do is just to do a ritual. Just come every Sunday or every Wednesday, whatever time they meet, go through the motion and then offering. And that's all they want to do. If you ask many preachers today, many pastors today, these people, in the next 20 years, if they are listening to you, what will become of their life? Where exactly are you driving them to? Because when you look at Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11, he gave some to be apostles, to be prophets, to be evangelists, to be pastors, to be teachers for the work of ministry. He defined that work. He gave us parameter, measurement to know when it has been done. He said, until we all come to the knowledge of Christ. I want to tell you, which of your preachers is very deliberate and strategic and teaching and preaching to the end that we all will come to the knowledge of Christ? Isn't it the people who are talking about tithe and money every day that wants to build people to become like Jesus? Is it the people who are fighting over position in church buildings that want to raise people to become like Jesus? The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. That is where it becomes a bit scary. It's not those men alone that will suffer. You that you have put your head in a place where there is no vision, you will perish. So don't blame anybody if you perish. Because the Bible has warned you that where there is no vision, where people don't know the clarity of what God wants to do with your life, and you are submitting there, you are going there, that's where you take your life to, he says you will perish. You see, when you look at the disciples, Jesus left, then the Holy Ghost came. Did you know that they know what to do? They were able to raise believers to become Christians. In those days, they are referred to, all through the scripture, they are referred to as disciples in the book of Acts. It was what happened in Antioch that made them to say, these people are behaving like Christ. Because Paul and Barnabas assembled together with them for 1 year. Also look at Peter, James, John, and the other apostles. When they were raising the 3,000, the Bible said there was none that lack among them. What do you think that is? Genuine love of Christ. That was what Jesus preached. He said, love ye one another as I've loved you. The apostle preached it, and the church became that thing. And we saw it. We saw its effect. They knew what to do with people's life. That's why people didn't perish. Today, I tell you, many people are dying. Death, they ought not to die. Many people are in marriage. They have no business being in that marriage. But because they were attending wrong places, hearing wrong doctrine, sitting under a man that does not know what God wants to do with his people, they are perishing. Brethren, please take note. Where there is no vision, says the people perish. He now added, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. True vision emanates from a heart that is committed to the word of God. If you give yourself to the word of God, you will have clarity of the purpose of God. The reason why people have no vision is because of what Jesus said. He that hear the saying of mine and do it not, is like he that built his house on the sand. I pray you will not listen to a man building his house on the sand, but the one that is building the house on the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.